you got me, Alan?
Yeah, so port loud and clear.
Good.
Yes, sir, loud and clear.
10-4.
All right, rolling for 3.
Cool.
All right, pick Rose B whenever you're ready.
Gonna go with 4200.
10-4, 4200 second.
I think 4300, we'll go 43.
10-4, 43 second, yeah, that's correct.
So Eddie, coming in there, my nose is going to cross, I can't remember if it's the first or white line, but I know it's one of those white lines, and then you're going to say go, right?
Yeah, it's the second white line. Second white line, I'm going to say go, and then you'll come out to the first white line and add it a stall. So white line, white line.
All right, 10-4.
One to go at the line, one to go.
All right, buddy, make sure you got this gear switch on. Get those speed fans on. Let's go do it today. Grind it out, man. It's our kind of race.
Yeah, 10-4.
All right, here to your left, bud.
Bud Green is time by. You got the 9, he's got the 17. Have a good day.
Well, we'll probably need brake levers to help the pit road as well, Eddie.
All right, 10-4.
Yeah, Jeff, a lot of those guys slipped through those boxes in the H1 race. And I heard them complain about getting take up on our tires, so something to think about.
All right, pace cars up, you ready? And the leader is? Going to green.
Real tight when I get to the center on the outside. If I hit the bump, takes off in the nose. Bottom is not bad.
10-4.
I got wind picking up now, blowing turn 2 to turn 4, 2 to 4. All right, caution's up at debris and 3. Back it up. Back outside.
What's the other, bud?
I'm just real, real tight. Going over the bump in 1 and 2. A little bit tight on throttle in 3 and 4.
How's your exit?
It's okay. Not bad. It's a matter of top or bottom. The bottom certainly was better. But the top, man, was there was no chance in hell that thing turning when I went to the throttle.
All right, open his time. Here it open his time. The 30 will come late.
Oh, we're coming here. Coming here. 4 and fuel, guys. 4 and fuel.
4,300 coming. See you, boys.
Give me 1.5 out of that left rear, Gene. We'll stop you short. That 30 will come around you.
There he come. And go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here's the 30.
One line, hard, 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 hard.
To the line ahead and stop. All right, off pit road P9. 1 to go at the line.
That's what good work, boys.
I want to go right here.
P9?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
What about that car, 98 or whatever?
Yeah, it's staying out, so 10, P10.
Yes.
I think what happened there is they called 1 and go and didn't let the rest of the cars pit and threw him off. All right, coming to the green here. All right, now he's dropped back. You got Menard, he's got Casey. Here we go. All right, here we go. Case car's off, be ready. And the leader is... Going big green. The 11, move to the outside now. Still there. All clear. All right, good work. Let's get Boy in now.
Still fighting the same stuff. You know, turning on throttle now because I'm waiting so long, but just won't rotate landing.
10-4, bud.
All right, driving away. Room for work once you get to him. All right, strong wind now. Strong wind.
Where's that wind blowing? I'm getting killed getting into 3 of them so tight.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's strong now. It's blowing from turn 2 to turn 4. P10 here, fighting back, doing good. Still there. All clear. All right, nice and smooth. Go run Harvick down. Blowing pretty hard here. Go hit your door off of 4. Yeah, you're getting 3/10 a lap better than him. 3/10, doing good. Just ahead of him is that black 40 slow. Caution's out, back her down.
Fight the same things there.
Yeah, I just kind of slow the car down too much, getting in to get to grab and turn. Once I do, I'm pretty good.
10-4, I think we're pushing a rubber in the right rear here. Your temps, please.
235 water, 255 oil.
10-4. 4 and fuel. Chadley, just push that thing up for me, buddy, right rear. Come around Casey. Casey's 2 behind us. That 30's still on the lead lap, I believe.
Yeah, he is. 10-4. I'll watch him. Open his time, pit road. Open his time.
I got 4 and fuel. Push that rubber in the right rear.
All right, boys. Turn 3 coming to you. Off the corner. And go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here's the 30.
One line.
Stop.
My bad there, guys. so slick getting in there. I gotta get in there a little easier.
Yeah, it's tough. We'll get around that 5. It'll help you. That's a good stop for the adjustment there. We're in good shape.
P10 off pit road. Want to go at the line. Want to go.
Hey, Jeff, tires look good. Trying to find out what happened to 18. Looks like you got a right front there.
Okay, careful. Now, you know, as that trash temp cools down, it's going to be a little concerning.
Yeah, 10-4.
All right, P10. Green next time by. All right, you got Truex. He's got Menard. Here we go. I waved it off. They got debris they got to pick up. Waved it off. Coming back to one to go.
Yeah, some debris going into one there.
Okay, I'll tell them.
It's like a brake hose.
All right, here we go. They waved it off again. Waved it off.
Hey, Jeff, that was the typical failure on that 18. Right front.
Front?
Yes, sir, right front.
Simple.
I mean, it looks like the typical reason why, but it's hard to say.
Yeah, you guys stay conservative there?
Yes, sir.
Before I feel good about it.
We're going to go this time. Truex and Biff on your lane behind you. Try and watch them high runs on the restarts.
Yeah, we'll give it a try. See what happens.
Yeah, I mean, he's the 9. We know he's going to do it. That's what he does. Waved it off again. Not going. Still on the caution. Going to do one more lap. Now we're coming to the green. Coming to the green.
That's the first.
What's that?
I said that's the first.
Yeah, I know. All right, pace car's up. You ready? The leader is. Going good, green.
Holding the left front on the splitter harder. Killing the splitter.
Good for.
All right, driving away from 2X. Once you get to him, you'll have room.
Oh, shit.
In the wall, in the wall. Behind you coming hard. Hold your brake. Caution's out. More coming, more coming.
Try the left front, guys.
Good for.
The wall very hard, the right side. We're going to be down for a while.
Good for.
Couple more coming. Two more after the red one. Three more. All right, turn down if you can. All right, boys, turn 3 on the apron, limping in.
How bad is it? Any garage here?
Yeah.
Step 4. Go to the garage here.
All right, on pit road, head to the garage. At the turn, might need help here.
I'll put the tailpipes off, right side header, radiator, and a little cooler out of it. Need a generator down here if it's not already down here. Get the welder out. Get that generator down here. Bring it up front here. We need to hook a cool down unit up and get the water out of it.
Hey, Dean, get a blanket for these pipes. Just leave them underneath there and get a blanket on them.
Yes. Want to replace it. It's good to go. Oil's out of it.
What y'all got over there?
Need something to hook the chassis so it don't slide it that way. All right. Go ahead. It's lifting it up over here, Brian, off the ground. Stands are okay. Just broke this pin. We're doing this plate.
What? Awesome. I think we got it.
Hey, Dan, we're going to do your splitter bar now. Where's your splitter bar piece? I'm plugging electrical. You got the oil out here? Therefore, I got it. You still have a screwdriver? George's got it. Never mind. This time gets the 3 gallons and we'll circulate it. You got to put a right front fender cap on here. Beat it up and then put that old cap on there.
We'll let this guy get the suspension fixed and we'll see how we can work it out. We'll see how it comes out. We're probably going to have to because it's probably going to split when we beat it out, but we'll just see how it goes.
Save it good for the rest of the oil, right?
Just drill a hole through that one by one, countersink it, run a bolt, put a nut on it.
All right, Jingle, he's got the top on it. Should be good there. That's a full jug and one top off. Safety wire of these top radiator clips. And the right side needs bent up a little bit. Y'all done welding on the sink? We got to weld a little bit more.
I got some rivets, so we'll rivet it over the tire here. Yeah, 10-4 might as well.
We get it down, we need to check toe and probably check that side to side on our rear housing. Set it. And oil level.
As soon as we get this riveted on, we got to beat this thing up pretty good. We're going to kind of form that red body to the black there. 10-4.
Did anybody took the tires that's on the car? 2 1/4 on the perch height. Is that a new tie rod on? Is that right, sir?
Loose.
Okay. Tires are all torqued except for the right front. You guys are standing around. Start cleaning everything up. Putting stuff away. Pickens, y'all good with that splitter on the right side?
We'll see. We'll see here. Get a tire on there and get it down. Put a bunch of backer in it. Yeah, as far as we know. No, it shouldn't be bad. We'll look at it. Look at that boom.
Impact.
Chris, what'd you put in there, 316? 10-4. We might need more. We'll look at it. Eddie, you up there alive still?
Yes, sir.
All right. We're putting it down, checking toe, so. I haven't seen the timing lately, but it looks like 17 laps is about all we can do. Where's Dan's slot hammer? We need to pull that back a little bit.
Anybody seen the small black stick? It has 24 on it. It's like 3 foot long.
Hey, Chris, you're still on a 16th in that right front.
All right, caution's out for diversion.
10-4. Hey, John.
Just need to torque that right front tire.
You got me on?
Yeah, 10-4. It looks like we fixed it pretty well. Don't know how far the splitter's down. We've got some packer in it. So we need to make up 18 laps so we can get one spot. Once we do that, I think it's probably going to be about it. So just see what you got. If you're on the track, we'll come put some packer in it. If it's real difficult, we don't need to run. Yeah, we can run 6 laps and put new tires on it. You know what I mean?
All right. Picker, go back up there. Everybody else, stay back here and clean up.
You good around the corner. Under caution right now. Tail end of the pack's at the line now. Couple more. There you go, and one coming off pit road now, that'd be it. Now here's Bane behind you, that's the last one.
All right, Jeff, looking at this, it looks like if we can run the rest of the laps, that we can get 4 guys, but we'll just have to see. You know, that'd be lofty to try to stay on the lead lap. So we'll just see how it goes. Let me know how the thing drives, and we'll try to decide what we're going to do. We actually have 5 laps. Well, 4 laps we could go down and get 4 spots.
Okay, one to go at the line, one to go. Got 72 to go when we get to green. 21 right here. All right, all good. All right, green next time back. That 9 waiver rounds will be coming late.
Yeah, we're going to let them go.
Yeah, 10-4. They're into 1 now. There's 9 of them. The tail end is yellow. Check that tail end is Rudiman. All right, here they come. Last one to be Rudiman coming to the green. Inside here also.
What in the...
Go figure. Right, here's the last one. All good, coming to the green. Pace car's up. The leader is gone. Green, green.
That's the leader.
It's in your mirror. It's 25 back. Keep it posted.
Where is he running?
Right now, he's splitting the 2 seams down here. Driving off the bottom.
Biggest problem is just floating the nose, getting in the corner, so the splitter's not down. Now I'm getting real tight, getting in.
Yeah, 10-4, we didn't see it. 10-4, we're going to pitch in a couple here. Let these guys pit first.
10-4.
All right, come on to it this time. All right, guys, 4 and 2, we're going to pull one of those packers each side, Scotty. One of those packers each side.
All right, 4,300.
5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All the way.
Go all the way around to the other side of the garage, and we'll wait in a stall. All right, down here.